Hey everyone, welcome to episode 25 of Student Radio Stories. This episode includes an interview with Shane Wilkinson. Shane has just finished his university undergraduate course and will be going on to study a master's in radio. In this episode, we will be exploring Shane's student radio journey so far and talking about his work as a freelancer in the radio industry. Let's get into the interview. So I'm here with Shane Wilkinson. So Shane, what are your current roles now in the radio industry?
Current roles now at the moment, I've just finished uni with a first class, I hasten to add.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. I'm sort of in that weird moment now where I'm freelancing and I'm sort of stuck between uni and actually graduating. So I'm a graduand, apparently, which is a very posh word, and I like using it as much as I can because I'm very sad, you see. I'm planning to do a master's degree at the University of Sunderland, MA in radio production, from September, providing COVID sort of stays backed off enough and there's not a major lockdown again that I can go up there, fingers crossed. So, but yeah, and I'm hoping to make some connections, make some more friends in the industry and try and sort of nudge my way into a door, so to speak.
So what made you want to do a master's in radio?
I want to sort of fine-tune my skills. So I've learned quite a lot from my BA course at Canterbury Christchurch. And I just want to learn the more specialised things because it was a bit more general. It was film, radio and television. Obviously, I did as much radio as was humanly possible. But yeah, just sort of to the cherry on the cake, if you will.
So what do you enjoy most about your freelance opportunities and what sort of areas do you freelance in?
At the moment, I'm very, 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 very new to the freelancing game. I've only sort of started about 2 months ago. So far, I've done a bit of work with a couple of little projects that have been starting up, which has been nice. And yeah, a bit of everything, really. A bit of production, a little bit of presenting, a bit of journalism. To be honest, I've been more dipping my toes in the water at the moment. So I haven't done anything like large scale, but it's been fun. It's been good.
Do you see yourself like in the future going into radio and being a freelancer sort of as your job?
I'd like to go into radio, definitely. But at the same time, I'm not entirely close to other things because the way I think, sort of a policy of life, if you will, if that's not too philosophical, is you'll make plans for one thing and then something completely different will happen on any scale, I guarantee. But yeah, so I mean, freelancing is an option, but if a big radio production like a station such as the BBC or commercial or anybody was to turn around and go, here's a nice big juicy contract, I probably wouldn't turn it down.
So what past experiences have you had of working in the radio industry? I mean, like, so far, because obviously you're still young, you've just finished your course at uni.
I appreciate you saying that. I'm 26. I'm made to feel like a pensioner when I'm at uni. The way I started in radio was slightly alternative to some other people. My first sort of delve into radio was at Dover Community Radio, DCR. They're not student station, they're just community. But I got in with them because I worked in Dover at the time as a bingo caller. And my manager turned around to me and went, oh, you're quite good at this, you should do some radio. I thought, oh, you know what, why not? I quite fancy trying, that might be a bit of a laugh. Turned out, oh, I actually really like this. So was with them for a while, then looked into obviously furthering my education because I did want to go to uni. I sort of ummed and ahed about it. I even started one of those online courses, found out it wasn't for me and sort of dropped out very quickly. You know, you got to dip your toes in the water. And yeah, and I thought, I found this course at Christchurch. I thought it's local to me anyway, which is convenient. It means I can carry on working because I was working at the time, like I said. I thought, you know what, why not? So I went to the university, I started up on the course, and obviously I knew CSR, the student station in Canterbury, which is a merger of both Christchurch and the University of Kent. And I know they were in good standing. I thought, I'll go with them now, because obviously I live in Canterbury at the moment, and it was more convenient than Dover. I love my little role at Dover. So I went to Canterbury, everyone was lovely, and that's also when I started getting involved with the SRA's conferences and events aplenty.
So you said you started out in community radio. What did you enjoy about being in community radio?
To be honest, it's the same as in student radio, really. I mean, I know they do have their differences, but I just like the sort of this is going to sound corny as hell, but I like sort of like the homely feel to it. You haven't got to try too hard. I mean, I do take pride in my work. You know, I'm a bit of a fussy individual when I want to be sometimes, though it doesn't show. But yeah, you haven't got to try. It's not too intense. You can just relax. You can enjoy what you do. Your listeners are almost certainly going to be local anyway, so you can drop a few more little like colloquial things in, a bit more relaxed. But yeah, I just like the sense of community. Funny enough, the clue is in the name.
Yeah.
And the same as student radio. You know, everyone knows each other. You've got a nice little sort of a family feel almost. And yeah, it's just a really enjoyable place to be.
I think that's quite nice because, I mean, they're sort of different, but community and student radio, it does seem like there's a good sort of community.
Yeah, well, I mean, CSR is actually a merger of both. As I know, there's a few other student stations that match that description. So you essentially get the best of both worlds.
So what made you want to join your university student radio station?
Well, like I said, you know, I started out with a community station. And I like talking about things. I like presenting. I like, you know, when I did my bingo job, I was up on stage. And I just enjoyed it. I like talking to people, pure and simple. And I thought, I want to get my hands on something. I like being creative as well. And it just made sense. I thought the course is good, but, you know, the course is like the foundation. You've got to have the experience on top with the station. You're never going to learn radio unless you're in a radio station / studio of some description.
So did you have to do radio? Was it like compulsory to do alongside your course, or was it just something you fancied doing?
It wasn't compulsory, no, but it was obviously heavily recommended because it's a very, very good way to back up what you're learning academically, get some real world experience. Obviously, I mean, unfortunately, I haven't really had much in the way of work experience, though I've tried. And if anyone's listening would like to give me some, by all means, please do. But it was a great way. I've learned a lot from both sides and surprisingly different things. So, for example, playout software. Let's just pick that for an example. I'd learn the basics from the course, and then when I was doing my show, whatever else, I could then sort of have play around and get a bit more adventurous because I'd have more time and I had much more access to, you know, this industry standard software than if it was just in lecture time. So it's definitely worth doing, even though it wasn't technically compulsory.
Yeah, I think that's what's great about student radio is it can be a bit of fun, but you also learn those skills along the way.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not for everybody. I've seen some people think, oh, I'd love to do radio. And they've come in. I've had people shadow my show and they've suddenly thought, you know, I don't like it. I mean, it's not for everybody. But for though, if it's worth trying. Like, if you're sort of thinking, maybe not sure, just go. And everyone, I mean, I haven't met anybody in student or community radio yet who isn't lovely or at least relatively nice to your face. I don't know.
Yeah.
There might be some sour apples, but I've not met them yet.
If yeah, it goes back to that sense of community.
Exactly. And just, it's good, even if it's just the experience. Even you might never do radio again. You might go into something completely different, like, I don't know, rocket scientist, for an extreme example. But I think it's a great thing to do. It's great fun.
So what involvement have you had in your student radio station, CSR FM? So, for example, the roles you've had, maybe committee or the sort of shows you do on your station?
First year, I was there for 3 years. First year I went in and I was hell-bent on presenting, as many, many people are. So I went in as a presenter, shadowed some shows, ended a breakfast show because I was the only person who was a student who was sort of willing to get up that early pretty much every morning. I enjoyed that and I thought, yeah, I did enjoy it, but it was a bit, obviously I couldn't do too much because let's be fairly realistic on a student station. At least at that time I was on, it was early morning because of other commitments. The listener numbers were okay. They were never going to be that high. You're a student, you're not going to be up at 6. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. So, like, I've done a breakfast show too. I know what you mean. Like, you don't get the same sort of reactions if you're doing, like, Twitter content, maybe.
Exactly, yeah. But so, first year came up and I started doing a drive time show towards the end with a co-presenter who was a good friend of mine. He'd never done radio in his life, so I brought him in, and it was a good laugh. It was a good laugh. Sort of took the lead on that. He was there as a backup. It's nice to have something to bounce off of, because I like both. I like presenting on my own and with co-presenters. I'll normally, if I've got another producer, if I'm not doing it myself, I'll bring them in as well. You know, you've got to have fun. You've got to, you know, get a nice group chat. And obviously the listener's the most important person there. Second year, I decided to go from newbie and jump straight in at the deep end and ended up being station manager. So I took the reins. Yeah, I was a brave move. It was fun. It was very challenging. I won't go into too much detail, but there were some bumps to smooth out, so to speak. But it was very, very educational. It was fun at times. It was horrible at other times. And I'm sure many station managers would agree it's part and parcel of the job. You can't walk into a job like that and expect it all to be smooth. That would be quite nice. But it was very rewarding. Like, it was nice to know that I sort of had the station was my baby almost, you know. And we had a good committee. And, you know, we got on well. Everyone, you know, worked hard, brought good ideas to the plate. And, yeah, it kept things ticking over nicely. And, obviously, of course, we have an FM license. At least we did. So it meant keeping Ofcom sweet as well, which is always a challenge, but it wasn't too bad.
So what have been some of your highlights during your time in student radio?
Oh, highlights, there's a good question. Well, I won a couple. We have an awards ceremony at it's at Kent University, but it covers both of them for Canterbury Media. I won 3 kick awards, so 2 for best on air. Not smug about that at all, just going to say that now. And 1 for Best Entertainment Show with my good friend and co-presenter, Ross Hoare. Another highlight, obviously managing was a good highlight, very educational one. And the SRA conference is definitely something I enjoy very much.
Going on from that, as you mentioned there, how have you and your student radio station been involved with the Student Radio Association?
So there's been a couple of us go to the conference every year. Jake Peach, who was station manager before I was and knows the entire station at the back of his hands many years later, he became the regional officer for the London and South East back before the shake-up of regions. So he was quite influential. Quite a few of our people as well, like our alumni, I should say, have gone on to some pretty good jobs in the industry as well. And fingers crossed, I'll be one of those people soon.
So I understand you have finished your university course in film and television studies. I mean, you're going on to do your master's as well. Is this with hopes to work in the radio industry after university?
So, of course, originally my heart is set on the radio industry, but the way I see it is you can't get tunnel vision. There are a lot of other jobs that relate to the industry that sort of run along parallel that people don't always look at. It's obviously podcasting. You know, there's all sorts going on with that, as you know, because this is a podcast. And yeah, but at the end of the day, I'm open to a lot of opportunities. I like to sort of dip my fingers into a few pies, so to speak, because at the end of the day, if you don't try and you don't take risks, you're not going to get very far in anything.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there's different avenues of radio you can go down, like the tech sort of opportunities or podcasting, which I suppose is another form of radio.
It is. I mean, there's probably a million arguments that people go pro and con on that one, but it is. Podcasting is definitely a big market, and there's all sorts of new things being taken on. Radio isn't dying like many people think. It's adapting, and it's a good thing.
So as someone who has just finished their time at university, what advice do you have for those currently in student radio? I mean, I know you're going to continue, but what advice do you have so far?
Oh, well, as an elder now, as I should put myself, of student radio, don't be afraid to experiment a bit. Student radio's there to enjoy. Obviously, don't be silly. You know, keep it reasonable. But if you want to try something and it's doable, do it. You know, take up the opportunities. You know, if you can, then go to like the student radio conference and the training days. If it's there and you're even remotely interested, go for it. Because if you just sit and do the bare minimum, yes, you'll have a degree at the end of it, but I guarantee it's going to be very, very basic, and you're going to be a little, not out of your depth as such, but you're not going to be anywhere near as comfortable as you could be, not to mention the opportunities bring with them the chance to meet some lovely people generally and in the industry. Networking. It's important. People hate doing it. I hated doing it on my first year. Now I actually quite enjoy it. I like meeting these people. I've met some very interesting characters at the student radio conference. I won't mention any names, but they know who they are. They got rather drunk ended up trying to break it. Well, not break into a hotel, but trying to kick a door in. But there was no damage caused, for the record. People are great. I mean, at the end of the day, people are intimidated by industry figures, but you've just got to remember that they're still human. Yes, they're important. Yes, they've got quite a bit of power, but they're human. Talk to them like they're human, because I cannot stand, this is one thing I personally cannot stand at least, is when you see people queuing around someone to network with them. And then they go up and just see them as like a job ticket. They're not a job ticket. They're someone who could potentially help you in that regard, but they're a person. Say hello to them. Have a drink with them. Have a laugh. You know, just be yourself. Just be natural. Don't be false. Don't be fake.
Yeah, student radio is all about sort of the fun and taking the opportunities you can, I think. And like you say, I've heard a lot along the way so far that people say networking is definitely the key. And also, like you say, at the conferences, the people there, it's like you got to find something that you can relate with them. So it's not just you're using them for a job. It's like something relatable and then sort of become friends that way.
Exactly, yes. I've made some lovely friends. I mean, one of my friends in the SRA lives about, give or take, 100 miles. But, you know, he's a great guy. And I mean, I don't see him. I've seen him like once in a blue moon, but we get on very well. But yeah, I've met a lot of nice people purely through, you know, the network and everything else that I never would have met otherwise. And it definitely creates opportunities.
That common interest.
Exactly. And another thing, actually, if I can give a bit more advice, be prepared to take feedback, even if it's negative, and be prepared for rejections. For example, I'm working on my podcast at the moment, and the amount of rejections I get is astonishing. But rather than getting upset and disheartened by every single one, think, okay, no worries, let's find another one. And just be persistent. And if someone from the industry, say, for instance, you send your demo off to somebody and they go, this is good, but such and such and such needs work. Don't think, oh my God, they hate me, I'm the worst in the world. No. It's feedback. The whole point is for them to tell you what you can improve on. If it's all positive, then you're either some of the best in the world or be suspicious that they're lying to you. Negative isn't actually negative. It's constructive. It's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Like, radio seems like a tough industry, so you do have to keep working on yourself. That's why I think like the SRA conference and the Demo Factor evening is a great event, because then that's your chance. If your demo gets chosen to be listened to, that's your chance then to show yourself and then pick up the feedback and then take it and see how you can improve yourself.
Exactly. You know, if you're trying to get into presenting, most likely, demos will become your lifeblood. You'll be sending them off like a maverick. They'll be going left, right and centre. And don't forget, if somebody does take the time to apply to you, you know, that they're most likely very, very busy. So, you know, rather than like thinking, oh, they're really stuck up, or oh, they don't be. Radio is actually a small industry. People don't realise this, and I didn't realise this when I first started. Everybody knows each other. It's insane. And if you've got a bit of an attitude, or if you can't handle the criticism or whatever else, people will know, and they will know very quickly, and it will spread like wildfire.
I suppose that links back to the networking. It's so important to have those good connections with people.
It is, you know, it's just like, it's not just in industries, in life. You know, if you meet someone, obviously be polite. You know, don't go up there. I remember reading an example. It was someone I follow on Twitter whose name escapes the top of my head. He works for a major newspaper, and someone, he politely declined someone for an internship. Like, just, you know, just a genuine regular thank you, but unfortunately the position has been filled. So nothing out of the ordinary at all. And this guy apparently emailed back, your loss.
Oh,
now,
no.
I know that's an extreme example. I know that's an extreme example, but it demonstrates my point. Don't be rude. Simple. It's easy when you think about it. And yet so important.
Well, thank you, Shane, for being on my podcast. It's been great to hear your student radio journey and like all the advice you've given here.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. It's nice. It's weird being on the other end of the interview mic, so to speak, being the interviewee. It's not something I'm used to, but it's quite nice.
Are you usually the host on your podcast then, and you're the interviewing people?
Yeah, at the moment I'm working on my podcast. It's just more of a passion project, really. Voices of the Virus, which is available now on Podbean and Apple Podcasts. Hope you don't mind plugging my podcast on your podcast.
Fair enough. The same. Yeah. Thank you, Shane, for talking to me for the podcast about your student radio journey and your work as a freelancer. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!